Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Happy New Year.
Hey, thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. Did you have a pretty wild one?
Oh, man, it was crazy. No kids.
Yeah.
That's okay. Kind of nice.
We actually expected some friends to show up.
Oh.
And they didn't. So I had all this food prepared.
No.
Yeah. So I ate a lot of cheese and crackers.
Yeah, what is it about New Year's and cheese and crackers? We had tons of cheese and crackers.
And salami.
We have four varieties of cheese.
I just feel lame every year at New Year's. Like, maybe it's being the age that I am with a younger child. But, like, what do you do? I mean, I'm not going to the club.
Did you count it down?
Nah, we watched it on TV.
They counted for you?
Yeah. Which is a three-hour delay, right?
Yeah. So we counted it down, like, three, two, one. Yeah. Then I don't know what to do.
Yeah. We drank sparkling cider.
Mm-hmm. Mine had mango in it.
Oh, nice.
It was good.
I had the, I think, blueberry apple.
Okay.
It was all right. Whatever. Yeah. Boring New Year. So how'd you do? Did you meet all your resolutions from last year? Do you have some good ones for this year?
I don't really do the resolution thing.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't ever reach them.
Uh-huh.
So why would I want to be disappointed?
Well, is there anything that you want to do differently this year that... You know, last week you said it didn't really do that.
Well, I mean, if I'm being truthful,
yeah,
I gained weight.
Okay,
over 2013. So, I would like to have less weight on me.
Yeah,
by the beginning of 2015.
Uh huh. Yeah,
I think that's fair.
Okay,
less of me.
Yeah, I got two things that I would do differently. I hope to do differently this year. One is just to be healthier.
Yeah,
healthier eating. Mm-hmm. I hope to run a half marathon again this year, and so you know, just healthier all around. And then also, I want to do more creative stuff. I want to do some artsy things, creating stuff.
2013, you weren't very creative?
Nah. I mean, I wrote, but I didn't really, I don't know. I want to do something more with my hands and paint and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you do a word of the year?
Well, I think I did one on this podcast last year.
Yeah, what was it?
Well, that's the problem. I don't remember.
Powerful. Life-changing.
Yeah, it was that good.
That is amazing.
How about you? You do a word
of the year. Well, yeah, I had a word. It was hustle. And actually, it's right there on my wall.
It's on your wall.
Yeah, that helps. So I do one. Yeah, I'm going to do one again this year. My word this year is smile. I want to smile more.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help people smile. And I plan on preaching more about God's smile.
Yeah, I like that.
I hear a whole lot about that, but I'm gonna talk about that.
If I did a word of the year this year, it would be remember.
Okay, you probably won't remember.
That way, but... I'd remember. No, I did think about it. Hopeful. I love. We did a hope series. To close out the year, and I loved it. Just the thought of being hopeful all the time, no matter what.
That's cool. Well, I'm sure you know about Bertha. You know Bertha in Seattle?
Yeah, Big Bertha.
Big Bertha. She has been stuck now for about a month.
Yeah, that's not good.
So up until today, they haven't really known what's up. They were talking about maybe a bus-sized rock in her path, but they've been drilling down. And today they came out with a report that there's an 8-inch steel pipe that might be blocking.
Right. And this is the tunneling project in Seattle.
Yeah, yeah.
And they stuck for over a month, or right about a month.
Right.
They couldn't figure out why.
Yeah.
Until today.
Bertha is the largest boring or tunneling machine in the world. Like, we got the biggest that there is. Probably the best, I'm sure.
Wow, I feel better about my city.
Yeah. I think it's kind of amazing. You got the world's largest tunneling machine here in Seattle, and she's stuck. I mean, not just, like, stuck for a few hours. We're talking about for a month. So, you know, it makes me think, no matter how big or smart or together you might be, we all get stuck sometimes, even Bertha. Mm-hmm. I love this verse, Jeremiah 13, verse 15. It simply says, don't stay stuck in your ways. Don't stay stuck in your ways. Stuck happens, and our job is to not stay stuck in our ways. So we don't want to be stuck or stay stuck. It happens, but when it does, our response can be to do new things, do things differently, to be honest about our stuckness, to move forward, and to leave some things behind. So I pray that your 2014 would be a year of breakthrough. And also along with that, I hope Bertha gets moving soon.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.